Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. That's a value of $20. We install them not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
For the world's most rugged boots, ask for Chippewa Boots at Chuck's Boots off Highway 30 in Fenton and now off Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is yours.
Special day today.
Life can be so sweet.
Day and I have to kill you.
On sunny side of the street.
Stay tuned.
I used to walk
in the shade.
With those blues.
What a blue
operate. Leon Redbone.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
What? Who was that?
I don't know, but he's right.
Not yet.
Not yet.
In the future.
Not in,
yeah.
Not in my community.
Go
in my house,
lust
but
at my feet.
Eventually, it will be.
Side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a special edition. Yes, this is a special edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. What's so special about it? Well, we'll start with this. Today is 10-11-12. That's right. You'll never see this again. Next year, you'll see 11, 12, 13, and the year after that, you'll see 13, no, you'll see 12, 13, 14, but then it ends, because there is no 13th month.
Whoa.
So there'll be no 13, 14, 15.
Oh, man.
I know, bummer. So, we only have two more of these that we can celebrate. So, welcome to the 10, 11, 12 edition of Opinions Playhouse. Before I introduce our first guest, I want to send out a message to somebody who parks in our parking garage, and sir or ma'am, whoever you are, I'm doing you a huge favor here. This person drives, and I won't get specific, but it's a brand new car. And it's not some Bentley or Lamborghini or something. It's in the sort of Honda, Nissan, Toyota range, okay? But it's brand new. So this person, and I've seen this now for a few days, parks at an angle. You ever seen these people?
Yes. Oh, we're right on the line.
Well, angled.
Angle.
45
yes.
degree angle. So nobody.
Oh,
can,
two spots. Do they take up two spots?
No.
Three spots.
Sometimes more. And sometimes even if it's an end spot, they still angle.
You're just asking for
whoever you are, the first order of business, you look like an a-hole when you do that. Okay.
Yeah.
You really do. And you now are much more likely to get keyed or door dinged than if you just picked a space sort of away on the end from everybody else. Because when they see you park like that, they go, look at that a-hole. And then when nobody's looking, they're going to break your wipers off and let the air out of your tires because you shouldn't park that way.
There are great things you can buy. They look like parking they look like a ticket.
Oh,
but you put it in there and you check mark, you're getting this because you park like a D-bag.
I've seen them. So I'm doing you a favor, whoever you are. Nice car, but come on. It's not like it's a Ferrari. It's not parking like that because it jumps right out. As soon as you come in the garage and turn a couple of corners, there you can't miss this one car that's parked cockeyed at an angle. You are asking for trouble. Don't laugh at cockeyed. You're asking for trouble. Now, in a few minutes, 20 minutes or so, 25, Dawn Meadows Dixon is going to come in the studio. Today is her movie report day. She reports Mondays and Thursdays.
Right.
She's coming in today. She's going to be in the studio. And I think she actually believes she has a shot at this new
new position
that's opened up for a female to be part of the show. The problem with that is, as you know, she's very prim and proper, very prudish. Would you say that? Probably be a good word.
Yes.
For her, too. Naive, squeaky clean. This is the wrong room for somebody like that.
Yes.
And I like her. And the audience likes her. And I get email now going, you know, at first I wasn't sure, but I like her. She's refreshing. But sitting in here with a bunch of juvenile delinquents every day is a different deal. And I thought maybe what we ought to do is just right off the bat, when she's in here today, administer a polygraph. Because, you know, nobody can be that squeaky clean. I'd like to introduce to you, if I might, Mr. Bert Nottingham. Mr. Nottingham is with the National Polygraph Association, the NPA. Bert, welcome to the studio.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. That's good to know. Your cousin, I believe we spoke with your cousin. You have a cousin, because the name Nottingham sounded familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Bert, you are licensed to administer the polygraph. How many would you say you have given polygraph tests?
Oh, I've given thousands of them, Frank. I've been doing this for 15 years. I've done it with the military. I've been all over the world to administer polygraph tests.
Yes. And you will be hooking up Ms. Dixon or Miss Dixon. What should I call her there? She's hyphenated. She's married. Dawn. We'll call her Dawn. You will be hooking her up, and I understand. I've seen polygraph machine actually one time in person before you brought this one. You brought in is the MX-4000 Quadramax, which you said is the state of the art.
It is.
This machine, if I understood you correctly, has never failed and never given a false reading. Is that correct?
It runs on a 4.1 Android operating system.
Wow.
And it's
it's the
Cadillac of your lie detector test, yes.
Now, is it possible for someone to beat the polygraph? Is that possible?
It is, Frank, but it's very hard. There's a thing you can study, which is what we like to call the Costanza method. Mm-hmm. But you have to study this whole "it's not a lie if you believe it" philosophy, and you have to go to classes and go across seas and
so you literally have to be trained at mind, breath, and pulse rate control.
Well, usually you hear, and especially with this top of the line machine, usually you hear it's 99.9999% accurate.
This one's 100. 100%.
Oh, totally.
This one is 100%. The Costanza method has failed with this X4000.
So it would be literally impossible for somebody like a Dawn Meadows Dixon to beat this machine.
Absolutely not.
So if it says she's lying, she's lying.
She's a liar.
Mm. Wow, strong words.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't lied yet.
Well,
let's make that clear.
Yeah,
he didn't mean to say he meant if that happens,
right?
She's a liar.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for coming in, and I know that when she gets in, how long would it take to hook her up? It's not.
Oh, it doesn't take long.
Three, 4 minutes.
Yeah, a few wires and plugs and whatnot.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in, and
thanks
for your service. Yeah. I didn't mention this, but you have helped the military.
Yes.
You've actually polygraphed some suspected terrorists.
Oh. They have some Al-Qaeda leaders, or who they thought was Al-Qaeda leaders at the time, but yes, I have done that, too.
And I know you can't talk about it.
No, it's classified.
Well, Bert, thank you so much for helping us with this, because we want to get to the real Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yes.
I think we know what this woman's about.
Right, because you can tell she puts a kind of a front on she's on with this.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. She could be a liar. Frank, basically.
Could be.
We're going to find out. Bert, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Bert Nottingham.
Thank you.
Yeah. Boy, this is exciting.
It is exciting.
The National Polygraph Association, NPA, want to thank them, because when I contacted them, I said, is there somebody in the St. Louis area? They said, one guy, Bert Nottingham, the only guy. That's the guy. Mm. And
Wow,
he threw some stuff at us, the Costanza method. I wasn't even familiar with that.
Yeah.
So she's en route now. And we will be administering. I have in front of me a list of questions. And if you're familiar at all with the polygraph, you're supposed to just answer yes. Now, if you ever watch these TV shows, they go, please, a simple yes or no.
Yeah,
right.
Will suffice. Because people have
it
a tendency.
It throws it off if you go, yes. Well, it seems. Yeah.
If somebody says, have you ever tasted an alcoholic beverage? And the person says, well, one time in college, please, yes or no. So we'll have to make sure she understands the rules. And again, to the guy with the car in the garage, I'm not kidding. Straighten your car out. Park, you know, between the lines.
You should leave a note tonight. Just write a handwritten note.
No, hopefully, either that person
listens. Not listening.
Well, because people like that don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
But maybe a good friend would say, Jim or Nancy or whoever it is that your car they were talking about?
Being a jerky.
Yeah. Straighten your car out. Put it between the lines. Do we have any Burke segment? Anybody have anything?
You know what? I do have one thing.
Well, I'd like to introduce Eon the Peon.
Sure, I want to talk about it.
That means you have to.
I've had an issue the last couple days, every day this week, actually, on the way into work, and for no reason in particular, I get,
diarrhea?
No, yes. No.
Ooh.
Get aroused.
Oh. You get aroused?
Just,
what?
Yes.
When you drive in.
Are you listening to satellite, to radio, Playboy channel?
No.
Spikes?
There's nothing sexual going on. No sexual thoughts or anything.
You've had issues with this before.
Yes.
That's how you met Angela.
That's right.
It is.
For those who don't know, it's a true story. I'll tell it because you may take too long.
Right.
Let me take too long.
Yes.
He was in the gym working out, and he had on those little shiny gym pants, and there was a good-looking hot babe in front of him, and he started staring at her, and he got
You know what? It wasn't even that. It was the same kind of deal where I was watching either sports until there was nothing.
Hold on. You were watching sports. You're homosexual.
Well,
you're watching sports and you got an erection. You're homosexual.
Well, then
those
today.
Guys do wear some.
What happened
pants.
Today?
I listened to Martin's show on the way into work.
And you got an erection.
Gilcoin?
Yeah.
Oh. Homosexual.
He's a sports guy.
I mean, does that happen to you guys though? Just out of the blue?
No.
Well, it shows I'm virile still, so that's good.
Out of the blue.
You're what?
You're virile.
Yeah.
But it's very bizarre.
No, I wish it didn't happen to me all the time. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Used to.
I told my wife that, and she said I need more sex, apparently.
She said that?
Did she mean at home? Or?
Well, I don't know.
She didn't specify. So when you get a girlfriend, just say, hey, you didn't specify.
Right. You just said I need to be more active, so.
She didn't offer, right?
Oh, of course.
She just said you need more sex.
We're married.
Dan maybe didn't hear. It's his wife.
Oh.
Of course not.
Oh, I wasn't thinking.
But that was it.
That's a good problem.
It's very bizarre.
You know that if it lasts more than 4 hours, you're supposed to see a doctor.
And it's one of those, too, where have you ever gotten the one where it's almost painful?
Yes.
Yes, because it's, you know.
I know. No.
Good.
Women will never understand that. Lord. But it can be painful.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Well, good luck.
And bizarre. Well, thank you.
Anything else, Dan? Nothing?
I actually do have something. My daughter really didn't want me to mention this, but I'm going to mention it anyway because.
Good dad.
I know. I'm a proud father. I just found out that my daughter, Alyssa, made all suburban choir. And she was.
They sing in a Chevy Suburban?
Yeah, they do.
You know what? That would be a fun bit. And now the all Suburban choir. And they roll up in a Suburban and they're sitting in there singing. That'd be great.
That is cool.
What does that mean,
all Suburban? That means the all Suburban choir is schools from around the state of Missouri. And they selected the best singers in the all Suburban choir.
Wow.
How many singers would that be?
I have no idea.
Well, you don't have no idea. What if it's 1,000 singers? That's not very special, then.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's 1,000 people.
You know how to sponsor that? Lawndorf, the all-suburban. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
He should be throwing money at that. We have phones ringing. Dan, why don't you do us a favor and answer these? We'll take a couple of calls, then we'll take a break.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
Lauren, I have already told him.
Gosh.
Boy, I hate that voice when she uses that. We will take a couple of calls because the phones were ringing, and now Dan has lost half of them. The MX 4000 Quadramax, take a look at that polygraph.
Boy, that's sharp.
That's pretty
4.1 Android operating system.
Watched Nashville last night, the first installment with Connie Britton, who, I got to tell you, I find...
What's this, a show?
TV show? Yes, it's
a drama?
Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, my goodness.
And Connie, it's about country music, but it's not really about country. You don't have to like country. T-Bone Burnett did the music, the guy that did the music for Jeff Bridges and Crazy Heart. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it's going to be a good show, unlike the show I thought I would like with Dennis Quaid, Vegas. I've already given up on it. It's just a little bit too corny for me. A couple of quick calls. We take a break. We get Dawn Meadows-Dixon in here, and we start with the polygraph test. This person says his or her name is Curious. I don't know what that means. Hello, Curious.
Hello, this is Curious.
tell Eon not to worry. It's deer season. It'll be over at the end of October. Planetary alignment, atmospheric pressure. He'll be all right.
Well, deer season. What is planetary lime?
Planetary alignment.
Alignment.
It's an astrological thing.
Oh.
What does deer season have to do with it?
Oh, you know what?
He's not attracted.
We're all animals.
Rutting?
Got that right.
The rutting season?
We're all animals, and you're doing the same thing. It's natural that the deers are doing.
So you're saying that Uranus is lined up with the other planet.
So you're saying that he's getting these arousal situations because of Uranus.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Man.
Now, how do you know this? Curious, are you?
How do I know it? Because I've been watching it happen every year, every season that it happens. It's
so you're a big hunter.
Thing we all do.
So this time of year, the alignment of the stars and the planet, it affects not only deer but men.
All animals.
Wow, I'm looking forward. It hadn't hit me.
I had no idea.
Looking forward to this.
Hasn't hit me either.
Well, Curious, thank you for that.
Maybe you guys are too old.
You're more than welcome.
Appreciate the call. I should have asked him if there's an age cutoff.
Yeah.
It has not hit me yet.
Nope.
Still
in my prime.
Maybe it's like a 5-day or a 1-week deal.
Maybe it just takes us a little longer.
Could, you know what? That could be a hit us tomorrow night or something. Yeah. This is, I know it's supposed to be Rodney, but Dan spells your name Rondy.
Hey, Rondy.
Yeah. Rodney, how are you? Rodney, that's you. You have to talk back. No, Bob, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Dion needs to get a grip on that, or it's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, say a good one. Okay. Too easy. Too easy. Now we got Rodney. Hello, Rodney.
No, I'm Randy Bob. Randy Rod. AM and the PM. This is Rodney.
There's something wrong with the planets.
Yeah,
I just wanted to tell Peon that the situation he's having is called youth. Come to wait a few years, you won't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you got that right. He's 35. He's 35.
Right in my prime.
You'll be praying for a day like today.
That's right. Heck yeah, you won't be able to guide you. You just use it to steer your car anymore.
That's so right.
Get used to it.
It's not that fun, though, because you're in the car, and you don't get any use out of it.
That's okay. Good problem to have.
What?
Hello, Kay.
Hi, it's Jay Marie.
Well, yay. Dan's messed three names up in a row. He's got you down as K.
That's all right.
What's up?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. What do you want to be called, J. Marie?
Yes, please.
Wow, that's different.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what's up, J. Marie?
Well, I want to know how I can be a candidate for your show. I'd love to be on your show. I want to try out.
Are you comfortable nude when you're nude? Are you comfortable being in the nude?
Most certainly.
Wow. That's a good start. You're hired.
Well, here's what we're doing, and I don't know how much response we're going to get, but we actually said that anybody who thinks they want a shot at it, and it's a long shot, but make a 3-minute video, no more than 3 minutes, on YouTube or your phone or whatever, slap it up on our, what do they do, send it to me. Send it to Peon, we'll put it up on the Facebook page, and the whole world can take a look, and we'll see what we think. And if you're fairly creative with that 3 minutes, then maybe you could be a little creative in here, and maybe we'll bring you in. Maybe. That's the best we can do.
I'm willing to try, especially if I get to slap it on.
Slap what on?
We'll slap the video on.
Okay, well,
on YouTube.
Take a run at it, J. Marie.
Wow.
I'm gonna.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Peace and love. Is that what she said?
Ooh.
You don't hear that every day. We're supposed to have John Londoff on, but we don't have him because Dan, once again, has not. This is starting to get. It's not even funny. It's embarrassing. In case I forget it later, Thursday used to be the day when we had an outdoor segment, but we don't have an outdoor segment yet. We still have Bobby Whitehead sending us over Andy's
fish breading,
and chicken breading. He's sent about 800 pounds of that over. Thank you, Bobby, for that. But I do want to mention that, like the guy Curious who called about deer season, you hunters, Pistols Plus, this weekend, if you're going to the lake, you got to stop in Pistols Plus and get your gun sighted in, or buy whatever accessories you need, or the guns you need if it's time to trade up. They do all that stuff. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, Missouri. That's the only location, because they don't need more than one. It's that good a store. Pistols Plus and Osage Beach. Speaking of hunting, here's a guy who's looking forward to the duck season, John Londoff. When does that start, John?
Told you.
Right now.
When does it start? Okay, I guess I'll wait until he's finished.
is an old duck call, so it doesn't sound real good, Frank, but... Go Cardinals!
Yeah. Now, what does that mean?
That, huh?
When you say old duck call, is it a call that calls old ducks, or is it an old duck call?
Now, you always put a spin on things.
Yes, I do.
No, it's just a... it is a... it's an old duck call, wooden duck call. A lot of the good calls today are acrylic. I still love it. I've had it a long time.
Well, which is more effective?
A newer call, because when it gets cold and wet, this call will freeze up. Mm. Then you'll put your lips to it and it'll go, nothing happens. So the acrylic calls do a much better job. But, you know, you still have some of your favorites, and you got to keep them around.
You think a duck who's flying around, or you think they ever hear that and go, "That's not one of us.
What are you?
That's
some
guy with an old duck call.
Are you kidding us?
We're not going to fall for that."
Yeah, sure. Hey, listen, they haven't been around for as long as these ducks have been around. You know, a difference between a real duck call and a bad duck call. You know, a good duck call and a bad one.
Do you use the remote control decoys? You know what I'm talking about? They actually paddle across the water, and they're remote controlled. You use those? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that almost seems like cheating to me.
Yeah.
It really does.
You think?
Yeah. You're putting a fake duck out on the pond, making other ducks think, hey, look down there. There's one of our cousins down there. Let's go down and say hello to him. And then you go down and you get your head blown off. It doesn't seem
Bam.
Right to me.
But you have to thin, and you have to harvest. There's millions, 54 million ducks in North America.
He's got the number. He actually has the number.
That's a lot of ducks.
That's a nice way to put it, too. Harvest.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. You know, that's not a nice way or bad way. I mean, you know, you're harvesting the birds.
Yeah, but let's be realistic here. You're killing them.
The people
don't want to hear that you're killing them, but you're killing them. You're calling harvest. You're killing ducks.
We're harvesting ducks.
Okay. Right. Now, what about geese? What about geese? How come I don't hear guys talk about going goose hunting? We have a lot of geese around here. Well, does nobody? Because if you watch the old movies at Christmas, it's always the big old Christmas goose. Those days, I guess, are over. Do many people hunt for geese?
Yes.
I don't hear about that.
You know, geese are they really? There are areas that they go to. They just don't fly around. I mean, they are pretty, you know, I guess predictable. You know just exactly. They know where they want to go. And they've been going to these resting spots, these big lakes and these resting spots where they know there's a lot of food. You know, you think how much food a goose needs, okay? I mean, they can eat. You know what happens when they eat all that food, too?
Well, there's an expression, and Patton used it in his speech in front of the flag, go through you like crap through a goose. That was his expression. And they can sling it pretty good, too.
Oh,
it's just, yeah, they can. Oh, they really can. That's pretty funny. You know, we used to go into these, up in Canada all the time, and because their season starts, of course, up north, the end of September. And it's cold up there in September in Canada, in the Saskatchewan. And sometimes you'd lay in a field where the birds had been in. So in an afternoon hunt, and you're in a field where the birds were eating all day. Then they go back into the rest lakes, and they drink water, and they rest. That's where they sleep at night. Ducks and geese sleep in water. And you're laying in areas where they would go to the bathroom.
Oh,
right? I mean,
that sounds great.
Number one and number two. Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, I love to goose hunt and duck hunt, but I don't know if I love it this much. It's like golfing when it's pouring down rain. You know, I like to golf, but I don't like to golf this much.
No, pouring rain is not like poop. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in the rain any day than lying in anything as poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Frank.
I've never.
See, that's why you're the number one, you know, radio talk show host in St. Louis.
No, number 20, I think. Hey, who in the room has eaten goose? Anybody? You've never?
Never.
Dan? I have not.
John, have you ever tasted goose?
Well, of course I have, yes.
I don't think most people have.
I've had duck, but I haven't.
Dan, then we're not talking about duck. Okay, why don't you say I've had fish?
I've had fish, too.
Yeah, thanks. I'm talking about goose.
Dan, I think you're being made fun of right now.
You know what? Only Dan, if you said, have you ever eaten goose, Dan would say, no, but I had a hamburger. I mean, what am I talking about?
Well, no, but he was right on track. He said, I haven't had, but we have been talking about ducks for 10 minutes. And so, Dan, I think you're right on. I mean, Dan, how did you like that duck?
I liked it, actually. Good.
Frank, have you had duck before?
Yes.
I've heard it's greasier.
Duck confit.
Right?
Well, it depends on how it's cooked.
And it's all dark meat, right?
Yes. But duck confit, that's what you want. It's crispy.
It's not really greasy. It's very tender. I mean, it is a tender piece of meat.
Dan, tell them the name of that choir your daughter's in.
All Suburban Choir.
How about that? The All Suburban Choir. Boy, what a natural fit.
They might need to buy a Suburban.
What?
Yeah.
You know, I knew he'd either say they might need a sponsor or that they might need to buy a Suburban. He chose the route I would have taken.
Shuttle them back and forth to their meets and everything.
Speaking of that, what's for sale?
Everything's for sale here at Jenny Londop Chevrolet. Are you kidding me? Chevy Cruze for only $14,900.
That's a good deal.
Chevy Sparks for only $10,900. You know, $10,000 off Silverado extended cab and crew cabs. Unbelievable. $3,500 off of Equinox. $5,000 off of Traverse. Impalas for only $17,900. You know, and not only that, you'll have fun. You know, we've had a really good day today. Talked to some really fun people, AM and the PM. Talked to Sergeant Stevens in Afghanistan today. Talked to him twice. Talked to his wife, Nancy. They need some hockey sticks and some pucks, and we're going to get them some other gear. There's an ice rink, and he told me the story. It was built by the Canadians years ago in Afghanistan.
Wow, I didn't think there'd be an ice rink anywhere in Afghanistan.
Well, I mean, it's like an ice rink during the wintertime and then a basketball court during the summertime. Yeah. So, it's outdoor, it's open air, but it gets really cold in Afghanistan. So, awesome guy. Unbelievable. Really enjoyed talking to him. They are huge AM and the PM.
Good for that.
A group of guys from the Midwest. They're National Guard. Now they're serving their time in Afghanistan, taking care of and protecting us. And just unbelievable people. He actually said he almost took pictures going by a lake, a pond, a big pond, that was filled with ducks. He said he just couldn't get it in time. He's going to try to get me a picture of some ducks from Afghanistan and send them to us because, they listen and they love the show. You make them laugh, you know, and sometimes, not sometimes, a lot of times, you know, those soldiers need a good laugh, you know, because that is no doubt a tough area. And but God bless them, great people. And so we're going to make sure we get them some hockey sticks and some pucks and some other equipment. So
good for you.
Good stuff. But we're open. Till about 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be here as long as you want to come and send your awesome listeners. We just love meeting them, love getting to know them, and I think they love getting to know us. There's a song like that, isn't there?
Yes, they're getting to. Peon, you have that getting to know you? You have that? In fact, funny, you don't have it? That other guy that worked here, he would have had it.
Yes, he would have.
Yeah, he'd have had it like boom, looks like that, he would have had it. It's from a musical, and I don't know which music. It's one of those Julie Andrews type, getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like
you. Hold on, the King and I.
King and I, that's right. I haven't noticed, suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the wonderful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Thank you.
Wow.
Julie Andrews.
I have no idea.
Who sings that?
Not in The King and I. It wouldn't be Julie. Who cares? Who cares?
Whoever sang it originally, we should keep it at that, okay?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Thank you. Where are you located? I don't know.
That's a Timmy Londonism, you know? You know, sometimes I'll start singing a song, he goes, hey, who sings that? And I'll say, Dave Matthews. Hey, well, let's keep it that way, okay?
That sounds disrespectful for your kid.
Well, you know, he is the fourth floor, but not disrespectful. Funny. He's a very funny young man.
Okay.
All A's and B's first quarter grades from that Tim Lawnup, so a good kid.
Good for him.
Kid.
Where are you located?
1375 Dunn Road. That's D-U-N-N Road in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Maritime Tom Schneider taking good care of us. And, you know, number one police department, law enforcement department in the land, Florissant PD. My buddy Timmy Lowry was in here today, and Tim Fagan, two great officers. And Tim Lowry becomes our chief of police first of the year. So
getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
I think that's Wayne Newton.
Not Wayne Newton.
You like me. Now let's just listen, shall we?
Getting to know you. Putting it my way. But nicely.
You are precisely.
My cup of tea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Give us a phone number.
Getting to feel free.
Phone number, please.
And be
John, did we lose
John?
But we're getting to know each other.
No, no, phone, we need the phone number. We'll let the music play, but we need a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Come and see us. We're open late tonight, 270 Washington Elizabeth exit. And come on in. We want to get to know you.
Oh, that, what a great. Perfect. Nice. We want to get to know you. All right, John. We'll send them. They're on the way.
All right. Thanks, Thank Frank. You. Thanks, everybody.
I close it out with a little getting to know you. It's sickening as it is. Getting to know you. Now the kids come in.
Getting to know all about you.
All right. We're going to get to know the traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew. Carney here. Join me for the broadcast tonight. We may get a bit of a late start. Vice presidential debate and all. That will be brought to you in its entirety here on the Big 550. After that, we'll break it down with Stephen Caliendo. Then the Thursday Night Music Club. A lot to do, but we'll see you here tonight on the Big 550.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550. KTRS.
It's getting down to it. Our trip to Secrets, the Vine in Cancun is just around the corner. Hi, it's John Carney. Call Classic Travel and Cruises at 636-625-8747 to book today. Packages start at under $1,700 and include your beautiful suite, all meals, all drinks, activities, and so much more. Even your round-trip nonstop airfare on Frontier Airlines is built into the price. I've also made arrangements for some special events just for our group. Join me and my wife for an outstanding getaway in beautiful Cancun, Mexico, January 12th. Just think of it. While everyone else is freezing, we'll be sipping wine on the beach. What a great way to usher in 2013. Call Classic Travel and Cruises, 636-625-8747. Another hassle-free getaway from Apple Vacations and Classic Travel and Cruises. Call 636-625-8747 today.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
Painting. Not exactly high on most people's list of fun things to do, which is why you should call Beckner Painting and Contracting. They've been doing it since John Glenn became the first American in orbit, and gas was 28 cents a gallon. That was 50 years ago. But besides painting interiors and exteriors, Beckner Painting and Contracting does cabinets, vanities, tubs, tile, metal office furniture, drywall installation, window replacements, siding, gutters and downspouts, room additions, kitchen and bath remodels, deck cleanings and staining, make readies, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, and too many other things we don't have time to mention. Phew! Which is why they ought to change their name to Beckner Painting and a whole lot of other home and office improvement stuff. But they'd have to get a bigger sign. Bottom line, at Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price, and the estimate is free. They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000. That's 314-646-7000. Or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material, and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Today is National Coming Out Day. So if you're gay, well, this is the day they want you to announce it to everybody. So if you'd like to announce it over the air, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Don't call and make a joke out of it because, you know, to people that really are and need to come out, that's a serious deal. And a big deal, a tough thing to do. I just witnessed the arrival of the late Dawn Meadows Dixon. He just walked in the room.
Oh, no, that's Rebecca.
Oh, that's Rebecca. He's here, though. Yeah, just tell her to come on in. My goodness, I thought that was her. They look kind of similar.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Dawn Meadows Dixon is on the way in. I need somebody to call and tell me if there's anywhere where there's a drive-through Chinese place. Because last night, yeah, I wanted Chinese food, and I thought if I could drive through somewhere and pick up some decent Chinese food, I would. Of all the fast food places and all the food places, you can get anything else drive through. You can get burger, you can get barbecue, you can get fish, you can get anything. But
liquor.
But I've never seen a Chinese drive through place. So
I'd love to hear that too.
So if anybody knows where one is, please let me know. How are you?
I'm great.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the late Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hi, everybody. And later than I thought I'd be.
Yeah, this is not going to work if you're continuously this late. You're already being reprimanded. Relax, settle in, get squared away. Dawn has a movie report later, and it may be even later than it normally is because we have some other business we're going to attend to with her first. I'm going to take this call and see if, because somebody may, that was the lady called earlier. I'll see if,
back.
Is this Jay Marie?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You got a Chinese place with a drive-thru?
It is. I do. So, North Hanley, just south of 270.
What's the name of the place?
That's a good question. But it's the only one there.
And is it just drive-through, or can you go in and eat, too?
I think you can go in and eat, yeah.
I would think there's a huge market for drive-through Chinese. Because
I would agree.
I've never seen one. So you know
that's
of one.
That's the only one.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, here's Carol. See, the women know where these things are. Carol, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And how old are you?
Oh, just turned 57.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it was like 9 or 10 years ago, I was a Tuesday guest, and it was the highlight of my little, that year anyway.
Ladies, did you hear what she just said? Mm. That was the highlight of the year.
She's still almost glowing from it.
She's still
hearing her voice.
Smitten from having been in here. Yeah.
Still remembering. It was a great day.
Well, and the memory obviously still lingers. So you know of a Chinese drive-through place?
Well, and it was, it might, because we moved away from that area, but it was on Dorset, really not too far from you.
Right around the corner.
Dorset, just west of 270.
And you don't know if it's still there?
Don't know if it's still there, but it was there a few years ago.
You remember the name of it?
Heavens, no. It was near where the pasta house was.
Nice.
Well, kind of in that general area.
Somebody will know if it's still there. I appreciate it, Carol. Yeah.
You're welcome. And, oh, it has been a pleasure.
Oh, you bet it is. Thank you. There goes Carol. Here comes Gary. Maybe. Hello, Gary. Gary, that's you.
Gary?
Yeah, that's you, Gary.
Oh, and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we got a Chinese drive-thru restaurant out here in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's called China 3. It's on Veterans Memorial Boulevard next to Apples.
Wow, not in my neighborhood. In fact, actually, not even on the way home. I wish there were one closer to me. Honest to goodness, I've never, ever seen a place where you could drive through and pick up Chinese food, and now we hear there are three.
Yeah, it's a big place. You can sit in there and eat in the inside, or you can go drive through along the outside there and pick it up and take it home.
All right, Gary.
Alrighty.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure too. Thank you. All right. Round of applause, if you would, for Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Thank you.
You said you'd be here 3:40.
I did. I knew you were going to say that.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, I have to figure out the carpool line at the high school because I sat in it for 15 minutes and did not move.
They not know who you were? Did you go, hey, do you know who I am?
I said, do you realize that I'm about to be on the air with Frank Opinion? And then the cars parted.
Like Moses parted.
It was parting the Red Sea.
Wow.
And I just moved to the front of the line. So tomorrow and next week should be much better.
Okay.
I sat in line. Now,
for those who don't know what we're doing here today, this is, I get an email from her. And she thinks she'd like to take a run at being in here on a regular basis. First, right out of the bat, first day she's late. Okay. I mean, if this were a job interview.
I just failed.
Check mark. And then I had a nice long talk with her, and I said, would you be willing to undergo a polygraph? And she said yes. Said she would. So you probably heard earlier Burt Nottingham was in, and he is right now hooking Dawn Meadows Dixon up to the MX-4000 Quadramax polygraph machine, which is the latest, the absolute latest state-of-the-art machine.
Now,
foolproof.
Can you plead the fifth during a lie detector?
I will give her, when we do this, and we're going to do it after the news, I will give you that option. You obviously don't have to answer. These are yes and no questions.
Right.
You don't. If you say, I prefer not to answer
How many questions do you have? Do you know?
About 25 or 30.
But what happens is, doesn't it register your heart rate and
Well, this
your
machine
blood
is audible. We had it hooked up because it's radio so that you will hear an audible signal.
Maybe she only
For example, I can test it right now. Can you turn it on?
Yeah.
We'll just test it. This is not the actual. You hear it? Okay, it's on. All right, now the light turned green. Now, are you okay? Is the band too tight around your chest? Is it okay?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be measuring your breath rate, your heart rate, your sweat glands, and
Sounds like we're sending Morse code.
Well, it does sound a lot like that, but that's not what that is.
This is
let's try this. Now, what you'll hear is you'll hear an audible positive sound if you tell the truth and a negative if you don't.
Oh.
Are you female?
Yes.
True. What it's saying is that's true. Do you have a separated, conjoined twin that you were removed from years ago?
I don't think so.
No, it's a yes or no.
Yeah.
No.
True.
Wow.
Wow. It's amazing.
Now, give me a deliberate wrong answer. We'll see if this thing will work. Do you have really hairy, hairy legs like a man?
Yeah. No.
No. You have to lie. We
got
to check to see.
Yeah, we want to see if it.
Do you have hairy legs? Reset it, Pion.
All right.
Reset. Hit reset. Do you have hairy legs like a man?
have to lie. Yes.
No, you can't. So you cannot. Oh, boy, you can't make a statement.
Boy, this is.
I don't think
so
she's smart enough to be on the
my
show.
My heart rate is racing.
Now let's try this one more. If you mess it up this
my
time,
my blood
you're,
pressure.
You're off the show. Reset it again.
All right.
You're supposed to lie. Remember, it's yes or no, and you have to lie. Do you have really hairy legs like a man?
No.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to lie.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't remember if I shaved my legs or not.
But if you didn't, would you have hairy legs like a man?
I think we have to let her go at four here.
You know what?
I think, yeah.
I can't tell a lie, so I'm imagining that I've got.
You're fired before you're hired.
Let's try one more, and just remember.
They probably don't look like a man.
It's yes or no.
I'm not wearing shorts today.
You have to lie. Okay.
I have to lie.
It's yes or no, and the next question I ask you, just tell a lie. Okay, I'm changing the question. Tell a lie. Okay, reset it. Reset the machine. All right.
I have one.
Okay, next question.
Do you have one?
Next question. Have you ever been on the space shuttle?
No.
You're supposed to lie. You're supposed to say yes.
Unbelievable.
You've got me so nervous.
Hey. No, we're trying to prove to you that the machine
I'm
works.
I'm waiting. I know. Okay.
That well, even if you... That
listen,
we're trying,
it is
we're trying
so
to show you
hard
that,
no, for it, me to lie. That I can't even lie when asked to lie.
What we're trying to prove
you
is
can
that,
count on me.
I'll talk. What we're trying to prove here is that the machine can detect lying.
Yes.
But to do that, you have to tell a lie. Let's try this. What? She's blonde. Let me establish this. She is blonde. 100% blonde. Okay, let's try this one more time. Tell a lie. Okay, here we go. Reset. Hit reset.
All right.
All right, here we go. Have you ever eaten monkey brains?
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah! Yeah.
Great, googly, moogly.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Do you know what it took for me?
Blonde through
struggle.
And through. 100%
it was so
blonde.
Hard for her. She can't lie. I mean,
I
it was.
Can't.
We're going to take a break. We're going to do the news when we come back.
What people have to do
when we
this
come
job.
Back. This job, no one, just not just anybody get this job.
Not
when we
any.
Come back, we are going to give a full blown polygraph test to Dawn Meadows.
That Richardson. Wasn't so, it.
That was not it. That was a test, and you even messed the test up. First Community Credit Union is a great place to bank. I don't even want to ask Dawn Meadows Dixon if she banks there because she might lie about it. If not, I don't know. We don't have a machine on now, but she probably doesn't. But that's okay because we'll change her mind. We'll eventually get her to do all her banking there. Here's a way that I have to get you to do your banking there. I think this is a pretty good incentive. First of all, I want you to think about moving your car payment, your loan, to First Community Credit Union for two reasons. One, you're probably going to get a lower rate, which means you have a lower car payment. Same car. Same payoff amount, lower payment. Good deal. Here's the other reason. Through the month of October, they have what they're calling the 100 Reasons promotion, 100 Reasons to Bank at First Community Credit Union. And I think actually 100 of them would be in $1 bills, because if you move your auto loan there and close on it from your previous lender, they're going to put $100 in your First Community Credit Union account. Go to their website to find out more. It's firstcommunity.com.